There you are, finally. You are late. I don't like to be kept waiting. And I don't typically tolerate that type of disrespect from a student. Shall it happen again, there will be consequences. Do you understand? Just what do you think you're doing? Is that a way to introduce yourself to your teacher? Yes. You wanted Swedish classes, and I am your new Swedish teacher. I do not know what kind of outfit you're referring to, and you may address me as Miss Jones. Now, sit. Sit. Much better. Now, where is your notebook? Well, how do you expect to remember if you're not taking notes? I think you meant to say, my apologies, Miss Jones. That's much better. Now, notebook. Then I shall wait. Yes, a pen usually is to be preferred. No laptop. I prefer the old-fashioned way. Oh, and there are no phones in my classroom. Hand it over, please. And what did you mean to say? Yes, Miss Jones. Very good. Now, introduction to Swedish. I expect your eyes. Here. Or down on your paper, is that understood? Come again? Yes, Miss Jones, much better. Now, the goals for this class. I hope you're taking notes. Very well. To learn how to introduce yourself. To be able to carry out small talk about the weather, and to gain insight into Swedish culture. Today's class, however, will be spent solely on learning how to introduce yourself, since obviously that is something we need to work on. Introduction in Swedish. Let's start with the basics, right? Hello, my name is... Now, in Swedish, we would say, Hej, jag heter. Or, in a more formal and direct translation would be, Hej, mitt namn är. If you have a question, you may raise your hand. We do not just shout out questions in my classroom. Yes, what is your question? That is an E. The Swedish alphabet has 3 additional letters, O, E, and Ö. Now, would you repeat after me, please? Hello, my name is... Hej, jag heter... And once again, Hej, jag heter. Very good, babe. You're professional already.